drain. Unbothered energy, they keep it so clean. Who got health, the business flow. Mentors and they let them know. They're so unbothered. So unbothered. So unbothered. So unbothered. So unbothered.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Audrey.
This is the Hashtag Unbothered podcast.
This is episode one. Allow me to introduce myself.
Okay, we are super excited to be here and do this. This is a, like, baby that Audrey dreamed up, and she brought it to life.
Yeah, this has been a bucket list thing for me for probably 5 years, and it just... I'm just happy that it's coming to fruition finally. So,
yeah. So we figured for this first episode titled Allow Me to Introduce Myself, we would just kind of go over who we are, how we got here, why we're here, and just, yeah, kind of start off with that. Yeah, you go first.
Well, my name is Audrey Anderson, and I am 31 years old, almost 32. Shout out to the Libras. and I am... divorced as of about almost 5 years ago, and I'm a single dog mom to Sky Blue Anderson. She's 9 years old. She is my pride and joy and my everything, and I'm a CRNA. That's what I do for my career. Spent a lot of time doing that. Got a doctorate in nursing practice degree from Milliken, and I work for a clinic in the town that we live in, and it's pretty incredible. It's one of my favorite things ever. And I also am a gut health girly and a business owner, small business owner and mentor.
Yeah. Yeah. And I am Sarah Crow, and I am 33 and a half years old and mom to two kids, a 10-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter, married, farm life. I've done hair for 14 years, believe it or not. Graduated hair school in 2011. So I do hair part-time. And then this gut health journey that we've been on together, I also do. And I love fashion, hair, makeup, you name it. Sharing my life, which is, you know, partly while we're both here, we both love to just kind of share the things that we love to do and that we're passionate about. So that's pretty much what sums up me these days.
Amen.
So where we came from, both of us grew up in this town, and we met a long, long time ago. We lived in the same neighborhood, grade school,
high school. Shout out to the Newts.
Yeah. If you don't know what that is, that's okay. You're not meant to. Yeah. But that's where we hail from, the north end of the capital of this great state. So... yeah, we've known each other basically our whole lives. We grew up in the same neighborhood, and yeah. I wanted to talk about how, so the last 2 years, her and I have been basically partnered up, I mean, whatever you want to call it, in the gut health space, in this, like, small business, you know, that she was talking about. And we came back together, or, you know, we were friends.
Yes.
Growing up, but never close friends. You know, we had an estrangement at one time when we were young lads, you know, whatever.
We'll address this at
whatever you want to call it. But 2 years ago, Audrey was sitting in my chair and we just started talking and we kind of started to, you know, become friends and whatever else. And I think you should take the reins on just kind of explaining the, you know, how we came together to be like in this place today. Like how that started. I think we should start there.
Yes. So I ended up seeing Sarah Crow because as my hairstylist, because my girl had gone on maternity leave and I'm like, I need a new hairstylist. And there's no one better than Sarah Crowe. So I'm like, I'm going to go to her, obviously, right? She put these beautiful, luscious looks.
Got 24 inches over there.
24 inches, baby. All right. Nothing better, nothing longer. These are the longest.
It's the longest you can get.
Okay. And so I said, I'm going to go to Sarah Crowe. We kind of built a friendship, rebuilt a friendship. We had some rough patches, like she said. But I was going through a divorce, and I was going through it heavy. So she saw me through all the phases of that. And I went in her chair one day after I had been depressed for 7 months straight. And I was like, I'm doing these products. She had been talking to me about being bloated, just feeling like S-H-I-T.
Not myself.
Not herself, yeah. Up 10 pounds, all these things, right?
Horrid.
And so I was like, well, listen, you ever heard of gut health? And she's like, nope. No, but tell me all about it. So I was like, okay. So I'm like, I'm starting these products. I'm going to do this like nutritionally supported fast, and I'm going to start this gut health system. And I'm like, you know, our friend Demi from high school, she's who hooked me up on these products. And I was trying to ghost her for the longest. And we're finally to the point of I'm really depressed and nothing's helping. So here we are. And she's like, all right, sign me up. I don't care what it takes. We're signing up. We're doing this together. And I was like, you know what? I'm also going to do the business because I'm always looking for additional streams of income. And she was like, well, I actually was about to apply for a job at Tractor Supply. So why don't we just do this together? And that's how this was born.
Yeah. We just spent the last 2 years working together every day, also being friends, also doing friend things. And like she said in the beginning, this kind of has just been a dream of hers. And she's like, I want to start a podcast. And I was like, okay, like whatever you need from me. And here we are. So, you know.
And the stage presence of Sarah Crowe, I mean, it's just, it's legit, you guys. So I was like, who else would I want to co-host a podcast with me other than Sarah Crowe, who was like the YouTube girly, makeup and hair tutorials. Like everybody was watching her growing up. We were all like, oh my gosh, Sarah is just so good at
this.
She's
making me seem like I was bigger than I am.
She is.
But I'm not. But I've been doing that. 10 years ago when my son was 2, that was kind of my creative outlet. Not a lot of my friends had kids yet. So being able to set my camera up, do hair and makeup, I mean, that was just the thing back then. There was no Instagram stories. There was no Reels, TikTok, none of that. So the only way to get yourself out there to, like, do anything social media-wise was YouTube. So I had my hand in that, and I love to content create. I'm always trying to get better, learn, whatever. But I love sharing my life. You know, I live out in the country. I don't have neighbors. I don't have neighborhood friends. I don't have a neighborhood Facebook. Like, I go to work, have my work friends. I have my, you know, friends I've had since I was 3, my family, and, like, that's it. So my other outlet, apart from being a mom, it just, you need to have something creative, I do, to express yourself. And I love to consume. I do. I love to consume content. What is cute? What is out there? What is trendy? So putting myself in that space just kind of is like natural, I think, for me. Yes. So
it's come super natural for her. And like, I literally...
You've grown so much though.
Yes.
Over the last 2 years.
She has like helped me in that because I'm always watching her reels and I'm like, I need to know how to do that. I need to be doing that.
Well, you figured it out.
Okay. So I figured it out. Yes. But she's a social media queen. I literally will, like, give her that title to our entire, like, team within Plexus. And I'm just like...
I love it.
Yeah. So...
Yep. I whatever. I'll take that, you know, because we all have our strengths. We were just about that the other day.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Well, I think we also want to share in this episode our, like, mission statement. Because people have been asking us, right? Mm-hmm. People are like, you're starting... I had a client the other day that was like... I saw are you starting a podcast with that one girl? And I was like, yeah, I am.
That one girl.
Like, what is it? So people are asking, like, what are you going to talk about? Like, what are you doing? So we have a mission statement. We kind of condensed it so we could get it on here to kind of just tell you what we're doing. So why don't you go ahead and kind of read the little blurb we have for what we're trying to do here.
Yes. So basically, we want to empower women to live unapologetically and break free from people-pleasing. We have a recovering people-pleaser here in the room as we speak.
Yes.
So our mission is simple. It's to help women stop drinking, start thriving, and live hashtag unbothered.
Unbothered. Holla. And that was another reason, too, when I explain it to people, why are we here? Why is this going to work? Well, okay, like she said, I have always been a people pleaser. I'm the baby of four kids. And watching the world around you being the littlest, you see people, like, you know, you see your siblings, like, getting in trouble and getting praise. And you're just, like, for me, I'm speaking for me, soaking it all in. And so I just knew growing up, like, I just have always been, like, okay, I don't want to get in trouble. I want to be liked. I want to be loved. I want to be great. And I just, you know, you like shift yourself accordingly to people please, right? And I see this all over. So I know I'm obviously not alone with people pleasing. So I have gotten better in the past 2 years on this personal growth journey that I've been on. That I'm still like ailing, whatever, from it. So we're here to we have different ways of like doing things and thinking and whatever. So having two, in my opinion, kind of just people who are different come together and have conversations, I think is just really interesting.
Yes.
And it'll work, you know?
Yes. And I feel like, so I've been mostly the hashtag unbothered type of person. I'm very type A. I do get stressed out, but like I'm mostly unbothered, and she's more of the bothered type of person.
A lot of shit bothers me.
Yeah, and so we thought, what better than hashtag unbothered, because we're all trying to get to that point.
I'm trying to get more unbothered, right? So we just thought, why not make that the theme?
Yeah.
Because so, especially in this world today, you consume so much information. There's so much information out there. You know too much. Like, it puts you in a tizzy sometimes because you just know too much. You can overconsume, depending on the topic, I think, to put you in an unhealthy, like, state, in my opinion. So,
yeah. And I feel like just to bounce off, like, what she was saying growing up, I was the oldest. So it's kind of funny. She was the baby. I was the oldest of four. So I have a brother and two sisters. And so I was always kind of the leader of the pack. So, you know,
you are a leader in real life. So that checks out, you know?
So yeah, it just works out. Like Sarah and I can bounce things off each other, and I think we just mesh really well. So it's going to be super fun to do this.
Yeah. And I think our plans with this podcast and what we want to accomplish, I mean, I feel like we've already gone over that. But just a fun space for people to come, you know, I commute for work. Like it took me 45 minutes to get here to the town that I grew up in. So I work here, you know, your doctors are here, like whatever. Right. So, I love listening to podcasts, you know? So I just like, what better way than to have a space where people can come and just, listen to, you know, we'll be all over the place. I feel like we have our vision and our mission, but each episode, you know, it's just going to be what it's going to be. So
yeah, it's not super scripted, but
no, we've got our cards and what we want to focus on. You know, we have a focus. We'll have a focus, I'm sure, for each episode. Might have some guests here and there, which will be fun. So yeah, I don't know. We're just super excited.
Yes. And so we're right now going to try to keep it to about 30 minutes per podcast, but, you know, we're going to play it by ear and just see how things go and feel it out. You know, it's a baby right now, and we're just going to, we're going to roll with it. So,
yeah, we're thinking 10 episodes or however many that gets us to, you know, the end of the year for season one, and then just kind of reconvene after that. But I think having a good creative outlet that's different than what we've been doing on TikTok or Instagram is just going to be so fun and different. I mean, look at this space. I know you guys can't see the rest of the room, but you'll have to follow us on Instagram, hashtag unbothered on Instagram and behind the scenes and just all that kind of fun stuff. So,
yes.
Yeah, we're excited.
We're going to.
Oh, shouts out to our executive producer.
Yes.
Literally none of this would be, I mean, it's Audrey, obviously, but he's helped us with so much.
so much. Like, he has spent hours with me over here. He has sent me links for all the best podcasting stuff. And so we want to give a shout out to Dre Madison. He is incredible. He is a Springfield firefighter. He is in the music business as well. So go look him up on Apple Music and Spotify. Mm-hmm. Dre Madison. He just put out a new single, I think, in July. And, yeah. He just, he's super amazing. And
yeah, we deemed him our executive producer, even though he's not, like, you know, here right now while we're recording. Literally, the setup is all him. So,
yes. So, yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we can, let's round this one off. This isn't written down, but let's round this off with, like, what are we thankful for just today leading up to this that has to do with just where we are? And then I think that'll be good for episode one.
Okay. So I am grateful for, you know, the job that I have, mm-hmm. and that has allowed this space to even be possible. Mm-hmm. Actually, both jobs that I have, that income has provided the space for us. And, this friendship with Sarah, obviously, is just invaluable to me. And,
so sweet.
What else?
Well, that's what we were just having a conversation yesterday, unrelated to this, but you know, so much negative stuff can, like, I don't know, just be a hindrance to your mental wealth,
yes.
illness, state, mental state. And just the ups and downs of life week to week, day to day, you know? So that's what we were talking about with Demi. Just replacing negative or whatever thoughts with gratefulness.
Yes.
Made me think of that.
Amen. Waking up with a grateful heart and, you know, all the glory to God. Because yeah. nothing that we have would not be without his goodness mm-hmm. and his mercy on us. So, yes. So gratitude really is a great thing, and we're both working on that. So
just going to say I'm working on that because, yeah, same. I mean, I'm so grateful for just, if I really think about it, where I am, whether I have a hard week or a shitty day or a shitty 5 hours, I'm grateful for, like, where I'm at today because it's so opposite of where I was 2 years ago. And just, yeah, being able to do the things that I'm doing. The traveling, with the company we work with, I was able to, in 2024, we went to Punta Cana. Mm-hmm. We went to Vegas for our convention, which there's convention every year. So you always get to, like, wherever that is, you always get to do that. But we earned the trip to Punta Cana, and then we earned a trip to Hawaii. And I never, ever, ever thought, Audrey had been there, but I'd never thought I'd ever, like, be able to afford to, like, go to Hawaii. And I got to take my husband, and he got to see Pearl Harbor. He's an Army veteran, you know, and that's the only reason why he agreed to go.
Yes.
To go to Pearl Harbor, which is fine. But, you know, just the gratefulness. I sat and thought in my, like, what am I grateful for? I literally, like, Audrey had me write it out. What are you grateful for? So being able to reflect is helpful. When you're in, like, a mental time of need. So that's what I think that's a good thing to kind of, like, round ourselves back out to kind of end this episode one.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching.
Thank you.